All right, moving ahead, we are now on agenda paper five, share-based payment and...
Can you confirm that you can hear this?
Right, testimony? Agenda paper five, the purpose of the paper is to finalize a tentative agenda decision that was discussed at the January meeting about intragroup charges made in respect of share-based payments. In the submitter's example, one group company grants share-based awards to the employees of another group company, and both group companies recognize the share-based transaction in accordance with IFRS 3, which is typically over the vesting period of the awards. The query relates to the accounting for the related recharge transaction. Should the liability in respect to the recharge be recognized from the date of grant of the award or at the date of exercise of the award? Outreach conducted suggested that there is diversity in practice in the recognition of the liabilities, but when discussing accounting for the intercompany recharge transaction in January, you were concerned at the breadth of the topic and that resolving this topic would mean addressing accounting for intragroup payment arrangements generally in the context of common control. You are also concerned that any conclusions drawn could have unintended consequences on the treatment of other types of intercompany transactions. In the absence of guidance about intercompany transactions within existing standards and the conceptual framework, you didn't think that you'd be able to resolve this issue efficiently, and so you decided not to add this issue to the agenda. And those discussions and concerns were reflected in the agenda decision published in January. In IFRIC update. Now, we've received three comment letters on the agenda decision, and two agreed with the wording as worded. The third disagreed with the decision not to add this issue to our agenda because of diversity. We note that this concern about diversity was acknowledged in the January discussions and in the agenda decision. And notwithstanding that, you decided not to add it to the agenda because of the greater concerns about the breadth of the topic and possible unintended consequences. So accordingly, we recommend that the wording of the tentative agenda decision in January, which is included as Appendix A to the paper, is confirmed. Any queries or comments?
I see no comments. That suggests everybody supports April's recommendation. Okay. Joanna Perry has evidently been trying to join us by phone but hasn't been able to hear.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, she can hear us. We couldn't hear her. Okay, Joanna, did you have any comments on April's paper?
Ah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic, because I've been trying to speak and haven't been able to. And in fact, on this one, I have no comments. I support it.
Our strategy's working, Joanna.
Yeah, I was going to say. I knew there was a reason we set it up that way. She caught us. Okay, next up. Thomas.